Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
Up until a few years ago, brewer's grade barley, a key ingredient in beer, wasn't able to grow in Virginia because the climate is too wet. Scientists at Virginia Tech's barley breeding program have spent decades developing a strain that can thrive here. Thanks to Virginia's booming beer industry, this strain has emerged as a high-value crop for farmers. Dan Brand is a pumpkin farmer in Christiansburg who's been growing malt barley for 3 years.
We started out with 7 acres. And then the next year we grew 20 acres. Then the next year we grew 35 acres. And this year we're going to have 45, 50 acres.
Growth has been slow but steady, hampered by the limited number of malt houses in the state. A malt house is where raw grain is converted to malt for beer.
I couldn't respond to the expansion in breweries until I had a place to sell it to be malted.
Most malt houses that have opened supply craft malt to mostly smaller brewers in the region. But the recent opening of Proximity Malt in Delaware signals sufficient capacity to supply local malt to even large-scale regional brewers. It's the biggest such facility on the eastern seaboard, situated in the heart of where this new barley is taking off. Proximity spokesperson Amy Germershausen.
And we also think that there is a good market for using kind of more local barley to sell to local malt users. So we think that we'll be able to segregate Virginia barley, malt it, and sell it to Virginia brewers.
So farmers, maltsters, brewers, they're all here. But the infrastructure still hasn't reached a tipping point, says Wade Thomason, a professor and grain scientist at Virginia Tech who helped develop the new strain of barley.
I think we're poised, but we're sort of sitting there with a chicken and egg scenario. You know, the brewers could use more Virginia barley if we can produce it with good quality, and our farmers could grow quite a lot more if those two parties get together and figure out how to make the logistics work.
He says he'd like to see the state do more to nudge the economic development along.
We're trying to do everything we can to remove the roadblocks.
Cassidy Rasnick is Deputy Secretary of the Department of Agriculture and Forestry. She says the Virginia Agricultural Council continues to partially fund barley research at Virginia Tech. There are also outreach efforts to connect more brewers to farmers. And her agency has successfully wooed 4 malt houses to the state in the last couple of years. Such efforts point to a day when more Virginia beer drinkers can buy a local brew made with local malt. It's already happening, but on a small scale. Thomason talked to one brewer who sells beer made from Virginia barley for 25 cents more than a regular pint.
That's an opportunity then for the customer to ask, well, why is this one 25 cents more? And you get the opportunity then to tell them, well, it's produced with Virginia-grown barley and hops. And he said, you know, it's magic. You know, I feel like we're just kind of right on the edge of putting it all together.
And that could add another economic layer to Virginia's beer boom. I'm Jesse Nadler.